Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a ton to get into today. One part of this game in particular, I think some people that are supposed to be smart are making a mistake on this one. We'll get to that. Your phone calls all show long. Jason Kelce had some really interesting things to say this morning. We'll let you hear those. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, fellas, ain't nothing wrong with being a guy that cleans the house and makes the food. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Why are you laughing, Joe?
I just.
I'm just saying.
Well, I was thinking, first of all, we were having some of this discussion before, but you made me laugh because I do a lot of cooking at home. I'm not a great cleaner, though. I don't handle that well.
I'm just saying, because there's a lot of guys, it's probably a lot of guys out there that struggle with that a little bit, especially when you know your wife is probably the primary. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that, man, because, I mean, if she's helping the home and she's the one that's, you know, bringing in the bread. Hey, man, go ahead and clean up, dog.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
That's right.
Watch some kids, man, to make that meal.
And you got the smoker now, so you're good to go.
Hey, man, I've been smoking meats for days. But basically, I've been keeping it simple. I've just been eating bacon lately.
Yeah, I mean, why not? That's what you do. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's, as you said all that, it made me kind of think about, you know, back seats and who's in charge and who's doing this. Different roles, right? There's different roles in a family, right? There's different roles on a team. And this year, for this particular Eagles team, it shifted a little bit, right? Instead of the primary conversation being about the quarterback and receivers, the primary conversation this year was about the running back. And that's for good reason. Saquon Barkley was amazing. One of the greatest running back seasons any of us have ever seen. And you know, when you think about what he accomplished this year, you start to put him in a very special tier, which is not just great Eagles players. We all know he's obviously one of the – I mean, Merrill's been saying this for weeks. He's the best Eagles running back of all time, and he's only been here 1 year. You watch his career, people are starting to say, hey, he cements this thing with a Super Bowl. You know, we're talking about a guy that's on the path now to the Hall of Fame.
Which is crazy.
It is, because the first 6 years of his career, talented, but obviously – you know, he didn't,
wasn't that impactful.
Yes, he wasn't putting it all together. He comes here and he puts it all together. But Hugh, here's the question now, because in my time at WIP, and there's been many, many, many great free agents that have come here to Philadelphia over the years, that have signed here, that have been acquired here. I mean, if you're old enough, obviously, you know, and I've been told this a lot when I've had conversations like this on the station, that Pete Rose, his impact to those Phillies teams all a million years ago, like that was awesome. But in the modern era, the free agent that made the biggest difference around here is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper helped revive the Phillies from really dormant to what they've become. And I'm starting to wonder now, just with the reaction to Saquon, his impact on the field, Hugh Douglas, do you believe Saquon Barkley has surpassed Bryce Harper as a Philadelphia free agent signing?
Ooh, I tell you what, man, and that's a really good question. And as I think about that, I have to go back, because I wasn't here when Bryce Harper got here. And I remember thinking, just from my perspective, I'm a long talk, just a little bit. But I remember there was a lot going on before Bryce came here, and the Phillies were kind of irrelevant.
Totally.
And he brought some juice back to the organization. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And we've seen what he's done in the season that they had, where they made the run to the World Series and everything, didn't bring it home and all of that. But he was a huge impact for the Phillies. Saquon Barkley and what he's done. He's changed a lot. I think I got to go Saquon. And I know it's probably not fair, because when you look at what Bryce came into, he was kind of the only piece, and that, you know, the young up and coming. Saquon came into a loaded roster, really. But man, the impact that Saquon has had, you can't deny what Saquon has been to this football team, man. He's been the glue. Like, real talk. Think about the tumultuous time that they had last year, when all the speculation and all the rift between the quarterback, so let's call it what it is. It was a rift. And there was a team divided for whatever reason and all this other stuff. And he came in and he cemented all of that. He cemented all of that. So I got to go Saquon, man. And you, the simple fact that this guy went from sixth year in the NFL, seventh year, to start being talked about as a Hall of Famer, I've never seen anything like it, man. Never seen anything like it.
So, look, a couple things that hit me right away. Number one is Saquon's impact was quicker. I mean, you're right about that. Now, there's differences, right? The Phillies were not ready when Bryce Harper got here. They had to build the team around him. They weren't ready. They really just had Reese and Noel at that point. They weren't ready. The Eagles were more ready to go win a lot of football games, because they won a lot of football games anyway before this guy got here. So there's something to that. Hugh, I think Saquon's been amazing. He's been amazing. He's one of the greatest players in the sport. He's having an enormous impact. I mean, there's a reason why, when you look at the Super Bowl MVP odds, he's above the quarterback, right? Like, he's the just look at the regular MVP. He's going to finish in the top five, and the receivers and quarterback and all that aren't. He's the best player on the team. He's the best player on a team that's in the Super Bowl for the Eagles. If you are that, you're damn special, and he is. But I can't. Here's where I'm at on this. 215-592-9494. Hugh, you mentioned that you lived the Bryce Harper thing from a distance, right? But you at least were talking about the Braves every day, right, in the Atlanta. So you kind of saw the whole thing forming from a distance. I remember living the Bryce Harper thing night by night on my show at night, and then the last 6 years here in Philadelphia watching every game. What Bryce Harper did revived a franchise. What Saquon's done is been the cherry on top. And the missing link, the glue. I think you're right about this, Hugh, too, the glue thing about Saquon. Mm-hmm. Because I think his ability to be a great player without an ego was what they needed. Because they have enough. They have enough of those.
He
had issues last year. So Saquon has been one of the most impactful free agent signings I could ever remember in any sport. But the way I view this is, we are right now today at the moment we were when Bryce had Bedlam at the Bank, which is what an impact. What moments? I would compare the run that Saquon had against to finish the Rams a little bit in the snow to the Bedlam at the Bank, like this all-time great, Philadelphia sports moment. But he's got to win the Super Bowl. If Saquon, let me lay this out. Hugh, if Saquon runs for 170 yards and is the MVP against the Chiefs, he tops him, right? Because he's got a ring here and Bryce Harper doesn't. As of right now, I'm still going to give it to Bryce, because I think the task was harder for him. He had to revive an entire franchise.
I give you that.
And get a bunch of his buddies to come play with him, right? And he did, and then they've been a contender for years. The Eagles were going to be pretty good anyway. Now they went to a different level because of Saquon. Mm-hmm. That's what he's done here.
I give you that. But I look at it like this too, Joe. The Eagles, when you look at where they are in trying to get a championship, I feel like the Eagles are closer. It's been closer than the Phillies because of the fact that you brought up that Bryce had to get a couple of his friends here and everything. But it's starting to feel like, for a lot of people, and they probably don't want to admit this, but the window is closing. And it feels like as close as you were, you're starting to move further and further away. Because look at the offseason that the Phillies have had. They haven't done a whole lot.
I know
Bryce came in and he was that shot in the arm. But it feels to me like, and this story is still being written, but the time is now for Saquon. And that's why I'm so bullish on feeling like he is that guy. Because, like I said yesterday, I feel like they're going to win this Super Bowl. And I feel like he and Jalen are going to be a big part of why that's going to happen. Dude, he's different. Like, to your point, you talk about we went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago with Boobie Miles. And he was a good running back. Mm-hmm. And then we went out and we got DeAndre Swift. He was good. But even I remember saying, even when he ran the ball, there felt like there was some meat left on the bone every time that he ran. It doesn't feel like that with Saquon.
No, he gets all the meat.
He gets all the meat off the bone.
Every ounce.
And it's one of those things, man, where, again, he has been the cement for this team because this team, for whatever reason, was divided, and it has not fragmented at all. As a matter of fact, it's come together, and it's been a lot stronger. So, yeah, I think he is. You know, when you talk about the two, I got to give it to Saquon, man.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? The standard in this era for free agent signings, the biggest free agent signing, the best free agent signing any of these teams have made, is Bryce Harper on the Phillies. Has Saquon done enough already to surpass it? Listen to this conversation they were having on Get Up about Saquon. Not just, I mean, they were obviously doing a national show, but listen to the way they're framing him in NFL history as a great free agent signing.
We have to start having a conversation about the greatest free agent signings ever. You got Peyton Manning in Denver. Yeah. You got Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You got Reggie White once upon a time in Green Bay. One. Saquon Barkley goes right there. There is no way this team sniffs the Super Bowl without Saquon.
So there's one missing element to Mike. That's Mike Greenberg on Get Up. He's leaving something out. Reggie White won the Super Bowl with Green Bay.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl with Denver. And obviously Tom Brady won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. That's it. Like, if he wins the Super Bowl, and I'm watching next Sunday night, Saquon hold up the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, yeah. He's bona fide. It ain't no way you can argue
then
that.
That's, I mean, that tops Bryce.
That's bona fide. Yeah.
Especially, and look, this doesn't get brought up much, and I'm not ripping him for it because he's been mostly unreal in the playoffs, and you can only hit 460 for so long. Bryce Harper didn't have a big World Series. He didn't. None of the Phillies hit after Game 3, but Bryce Harper hit about 200 in that World Series. Like, that could be the separator. If Saquon can run for 150 against Spags' defense and beat Patrick Mahomes, then he's going to have. But as of now, as of today, he hasn't surpassed Bryce for me yet. Let's hear Ryan Clark Get Up as they continue the conversation about Saquon's impact here.
Absolutely not. And I can be honest, it was an underappreciated move for me. I always felt like the Philadelphia Eagles had a really good run game, whether it was Miles Sanders or DeAndre Swift. I truly didn't understand how Saquon Barkley could elevate it to this point. He's a transcendent talent, and I believe I knew that when he was drafted second overall, but that's how bad the Giants organization was, that this dude, this sort of human, this sort of leader, this sort of teammate couldn't elevate the play of the people there. What he's done in Philadelphia for a running back, he's shown that when you have a difference maker at that position, it can carry you to a Super Bowl.
All right, well, he's right, and here they are now in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down here as Saquon Barkley is having an incredible first season as a free agent signing? Has he surpassed Bryce, who's held this mantle for a while now?
So I'm having a tougher time with this than almost anything we've done in a while. Because the first thing that my mind goes to is this run to the Super Bowl in comparison to, I think, what was the most fun Phillies run to a World Series, 2022. Mm-hmm. And I think you can look directly at Saquon and directly at Bryce Harper for both of those. Like, the reason, and you know, the unexpected part of the Phillies thing too, and even this Eagles team, if you want to go back to the beginning of the season. But Bryce Harper made that fun, how amazing he was in that postseason. Saquon, the same thing, how amazing he was in this postseason. I think what tips the scale in Bryce Harper's favor is sort of, and I heard what Ryan Clark said, but the Eagles were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago with Miles Sanders.
Yep.
They were a stacked roster. The Eagles could be they could have been a competitor this year. Maybe not a Super Bowl team, but a great team this year if Saquon wasn't here. I'm just my head goes to what the Phillies were without Bryce Harper. And granted, it took a few years after we signed him.
But they were irrelevant.
But they were irrelevant. They didn't make the playoffs for a decade. And then all of a sudden, we found the face of our franchise in Bryce Harper. So I think if Saquon wins a ring, obviously that changes everything about how we view these two guys. But as of right now, I think I still have to give it to Bryce just because of the longevity and the impact on the franchise that he had.
215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley passed Bryce Harper as an all-time free agent Philly signing? Hugh, the one similarity between the two, I was thinking about this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you could do this more in baseball than any sport because you know when the player's about to get up. Like Bryce Harper, when it's a big moment, he's the kind of player you have to get to your TV, right? Like
you want to see his at-bat.
You don't want to miss it. And I felt this Sunday, So, you know, Hugh, we know we do the pregame show, right? And then I usually go home and watch the game. And I'll listen to the first quarter or so in the car ride home, and then I'll restart the game on DVR when I get home. But my kids have been really into this postseason run, right? So I got home, I restarted the game, and they were in a different room. And I knew at that point that Saquon had run for the 60-yard touchdown on the Eagles' first drive play of the game. And they weren't in the room. And I called my kids down because I wanted them to see it. Like, Saquon has become
must-see TV.
You don't want to miss any carry. It's almost like Bryce Harper's at-bats in big moments. Because any carry, he might go the distance.
Must-see TV. No, I get that. I get that. And I understand that. And I know a lot of people might not like what I'm saying. But this team, I feel like, was on the brink of being either or. And I will say this. I think that Saquon's going to help close it out. But he has been the galvanizing factor. And, man, just the simple fact that, you know, when you see – There's not been a time that I've been sitting with somebody that played the game that when he makes a play, you're looking at it and they say, wow. Even his teammates are talking about, wow, this guy's different. He went from being just another good player in the NFL in one season to being on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
The wildest part, before we go to the phone lines, is how ironic both stories are. Like, we took them from division rivals. And you think back now, like, How did the Nationals
the
not just
let that
keep
go?
Bryce Harper? Like, how did we know the Giants story? It's been played out a million times with Joe Shane. But like, and football's a little different because you need more. But like, how do you let these guys go to division rivals to play out the best part of their career?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You, Douglas. I see your agenda today.
What's my agenda?
Agenda, Douglas.
You're shopping around for a sugar mama so you can be a house husband. I see you're using this radio station to broadcast and advertise.
I have an agenda.
You see right
Kyle,
through this guy.
Kyle, don't you play into that, Kyle. I dare you.
You should have heard the names he was throwing out before the show. Pretty famous ladies out there. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh?
What?
Listen, I ain't gonna throw no shade at you, man. I support
no,
you.
No, I'm just saying. You know, a lot of guys struggle with that. I'm just saying, I wouldn't struggle with it. I wouldn't struggle.
And Joe Giglio, please stop with your nonsense about how you cook. Tossing a salad, with tofu in it, it's not cooking. All right.
I am the cook at home, Chris. I mean, that's the bottom line, man. I make all sorts of things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, guys. Let's get to the subject here. This is very difficult for me because you're literally asking me to split the baby. These are my two favorite athletes of my entire life, all right? 47 years. These are my top two. But, Hugh, there's always a but, right? But
always a but.
Of course, you guys know what side of this coin I'm going to fall on. It's Saquon. Listen, 2,000-yard regular rushing season, okay? That's not something that's done. I haven't seen, you know, that sort of level in his first year, okay? He is 29 yards away from breaking the single-season plus postseason rushing record, which is going to happen. Obviously, he would have broken a regular season rushing record had they let him play that last game. But here's the thing, guys. In the postseason, now granted, it's a shorter sampling size, but in the postseason, This year is all we've seen of Saquon. He showed up every single game. You tell me a game that he did not show up this postseason, and I'll wait. All right? Bryce can't say that. Bryce was a major part of the collapse against the Diamondbacks. That was one of the most kick-below-the-waist events we had in Philadelphia. Bryce was part of that. Bryce went cold. He stopped delivering. And, Joe, you're 100% correct in your thought of after Super Bowl Sunday, it's a wrap. Kiss the baby. He will have the single-season rushing record, which will include playoffs. He will be Super Bowl MVP. He will be world champion. And then he will be known as the greatest free agent signing in all of sports.
Mm. Well, if he's all of sports, then he's certainly above the Philly star in Bryce Harper. Chris, good phone call. So, look, I do think the Super Bowl, that carries a lot of weight with all of us, but certainly in this discussion, a week from now, I might change my mind on this. As of now, he's got to do it. And I do give... Bryce Harper does have a National League regular season MVP. Now, a lot of us believe maybe Saquon should win the MVP this year. He's not going to win the MVP. They're going to give it to a quarterback, right?
Yeah, that's
so you kind of look at the ledger here of each what they've done. The way I view Saquon right now is at the level Bryce was after Bedlam at the Bank. He's the king. He's the top. He's the biggest reason. But he's got to go finish this thing. And I also give extra credit to Bryce Harper in this particular discussion in that he revived a franchise that was dormant.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When we were talking about this morning, that's the thing that I remember because I told you the what I remember about being out of town and talking and people talking about the Phillies. He was the one that got people back in the ballpark because attendance was waning at that point. There was a lot of off-the-field stuff that was going on, and he was the one that brought people back to the ballpark. But it's I might be a prisoner of the moment, but when
that's okay, it happens.
Yeah, it happens all the time. But when I think of the story of Saquon Barkley, the fact that now he's in one season, Joe, because you know when you talk about the Hall of Fame and the criteria for the Hall of Fame, he has changed his story. Like in 1 year. And like I said, I think he's going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Ain't no doubt in my mind they're going to do that. And he's going to be an integral part of that. He's different, man. He's a special guy. Bryce has been anointed the special one his whole year, his whole life. Saquon kind of fell into this. He fell into this. And that's why I feel like he's the one here in this city. He's the guy. He's that guy.
Well, you can't draw up a better first year. I mean, he had 2,000 yards, and he helped run them to the Super Bowl. And like our last caller said, every single playoff game, he's been incredible. Lamar's in West Philly. What's up, Lamar?
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old y'all are, y'all young whippersnappers, but y'all forget about T.O.? Y'all forgot about—
It was a trade. They traded for T.O.
Yeah.
They trade with T.O., okay. What about Moses Malone?
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a long time ago, Lamar.
Yeah, that's what I said. Your young whippersnappers. And Moses helped win the title.
He was great.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But let's go to Bart. Y'all would compare Bart.
But I also thought that was a trade, too. Didn't they get him for...
Whatever it is.
No, but Lamar, hold on. But, free agent signing. We're talking about free agent signing. Moses was a trade here from the Rockets.
Yeah, I forget it was a trade or...
I think they gave up Caldwell Jones. I think it was a trade from the Rockets, you know, whenever that year was, early 80s. But go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, but whatever. But if Barkley wins it, then I guess you got to give it to him. It's right now, if you're going to go free agency, that's what y'all working on, then it'd be neck and neck. Like Barkley and Harper would be neck and neck, right? Then if Barkley wins, he got it. It's over.
But as of today, it's still Harper?
It's both. It's back and back.
Well, no, you got to pick one. I mean, that's the whole thing. You got to pick one.
Oh. I got to do nothing, dog. I got to pick
he
one,
said,
dog.
He said he, this is his porch.
It's your truth, Lamar. I got
that's
you.
His porch.
Do what you want.
He's doing what he want to do.
Right. And you.
Yeah.
Stop with this millennial self. Because just because a woman might make the most money, that man is still the breadwinner. Not because He's making money.
I triggered
it's
Lamar.
Because he's a man that's supposed to be the head of the house.
No, see, Lamar, you're we're playing semantics now. I didn't say head of the household. No. Wait a minute, listen to what I said, Lamar. I never said he wasn't the head of the household. I said if she's the breadwinner, ain't nothing wrong with being a guy that cooks and cleans. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I didn't say nothing about you not the head of the household.
I cook. And I'm not the head of my household. I'm second in command.
You don't want that smoke today.
Nope.
But I never said that. I never said that you took a backseat to your wife. I just said she make more money.
So that's the problem with relationships now. If the woman it brings in the money, she don't work. She makes the money. She still do the womanly things.
All right, Lamar.
You open this can of worms. This one's on you.
Lamar. See, he got triggered when I said if she's making more money. Yeah. She can make more money, you can still be the head of the household if you putting it down. But if you ain't putting it down, you can't be the head of the household.
You do whatever you want in your house. How's that sound?
you stay out of this one, Joe, because I don't want you to get in no trouble. I got this, dog. I got this today.
Yeah, Hugh's got this one. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, there's also one more quick thing. Just quick thing. The reason I think free agency is different, and Lamar wanted to throw in trades. You know what free agency means, right? They chose to come here. Right? A trade, now, doesn't mean the player didn't want to be here, but a trade, a lot of times they have no say on it. They just get traded here. There's something extra about a player choosing to come to Philadelphia. Bryce Harper chose the Phillies. Saquon Barkley chose the Eagles. That adds to it. 215-592-9494. What do you come down on this? I think Saquon Barkley needs to win the Super Bowl to surpass Bryce Harper in terms of best Philadelphia free agent signings. Has he already done it? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Plus, more on the impact Saquon's had, not just here, but the league. And we got a prize to give away. A little Hughes Clues.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
it's like he's brought back power football, brought back the running back being the key to everything that you do on offense. And you talk about how balanced the Eagles are. To me, like, they looked overwhelming, right? And, like, you know, I would say 5 years ago, you really didn't see a power football team like this just crushing people.
He brought back the running game to Philadelphia. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh
really
Douglas.
Did. He really did that, man.
Joe Gilly. He did. I mean, that's part of why the Saquon thing he was so interesting this year is, and I remember thinking this halfway through the season, this really became the ultimate WIP team. Let me explain. This town loves what? Defense or running the football, right?
Yes, they do.
And they became a team that won all these games and got to the Super Bowl on defense and running the football. And it's obviously led by this running back and a great offensive line. It's really the way they play is the way this town has wanted to see football forever.
Yeah. I mean, from the beginning when you guys talking about run the damn football and hard-nosed defense, that's why it's this team has always been in love with the Eagles. But they fell even harder when they got their guy that ran the ball like they remember. You know, the fact that we are comparing, we're going back in the archives to compare him to runners that we remember that a lot of these people that are listening to us right now probably don't even remember. Barry Sanders.
Bo Jackson.
Walter Payton. When the running game was the X factor, the fact that teams nowadays they didn't have an answer for him. Now, I know there were some games where he didn't run as for much and all this other stuff, because I feel like when that was happening, they were still trying to figure out what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they know who they are, it ain't a game that you look at and you might say, the casual fan might say, well, he didn't rush for that much in the first half. What did he end up with? That's all that matters, because that's the run. That's the people that remember old school football know that's all that matters, because they remember games where – and I told you about one where I was on the field. You was laughing at me this morning about having my hands on my hips. Barry Sanders, we held him for like 23 yards in the first half. That wasn't what happened during the course of the game. That's what the run brings to the table. And he has awakened that childhood memory in everybody.
Yeah, he has. He's been amazing. 215-592-9494. All right, I still think it's Bryce for a lot of reasons. One, he did do something here that was a little bit harder with the challenge of reviving the franchise. The Phillies were down. The Eagles were down by their standards last year, but they really weren't down. They won 11 games, made the playoffs the year before they were in the Super Bowl. That is harder. And I also think it's hard to discount for me. Like, Saquon's great. I'm not taking anything away from him. He does get to play behind a great offensive line.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and Jalen helps. Like, Bryce, like, in baseball, it's weird because your teammates do help you, right, if you have protection in the lineup, those guys on base. But it's really a
more of an individual.
Yeah, it's one on. Him at the plate versus the pitcher. That's most of the time a one-on-one thing, and he excels at a super high level. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
How are you doing this morning, boys?
Oh,
morning,
Aaron, we're great. We're getting ready for a Super Bowl, Aaron.
Super Bowl.
I was going to hold off in terms of calling you guys until next week, but you know, I was getting ready for work yesterday, and I happened to be listening to the afternoon show, and I heard Jack Fritz say something that didn't really like.
Uh-oh, so, what did he do now? What did that guy do now?
He just said that the midday show sucks.
Mm.
So I'm going to steal a line from Will Smith. I don't really like him, but I'm going to steal his line. Hey, Jack Fritz, keep my favorite midday show out your mouth.
There we go. See, you put him in his place. You put him in his place, Aaron.
Probably not, but hey, let's keep going with.
We gotta find that audio later of Jack ripping the midday show. We'll put him in his place.
We're gonna let Jack live
for now.
Dude, the afternoon show needs a fourth wheel to discuss hockey. When are we going to hear your hockey takes?
Nah, probably never. Never.
Well, they Bros.
I like those guys, but Bros hold it down. Shout out to Bros,
Has Bros surpassed? So it went from Al was the hockey guy here. You became it. I think Brodes is taking that
Brodes
away from
is
you.
Taking
Talk
my
to me
thunder,
when Brodes
man.
Picks the two Stanley Cup, the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. No,
when I hit a 25-1 bet off of Brodes.
I don't know, man. Brodes got the people behind him, man. He got boots on the ground.
I love Brodes.
I love you, I like
but
Brodes,
he's not
man.
The hockey connoisseur you are.
He also doesn't have the sounder.
I need to go to a hockey game with Brodes, man. I need to do that. No, he don't have a sound.
Our two hockey experts. Yeah,
we got it. We got to go. We got to compare notes. One night.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see your.
We are creeping towards also after the season's over. We're assigning Giglio a Flyers take a week.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm becoming a Flyer hockey take
guy.
Yeah. I want trades to be made. When's the trade deadline? Soonish, right? Like a month from now.
It's coming.
Oh, I got takes. All right, go ahead, Aaron.
Hugh, I really enjoyed your hockey takes, and the Flyers are magic or tragic right now. So I'd love to hear what you have to say, maybe once a week. But hey, in terms of the topic of conversation today, you know, Joe, you are leaning towards Harper, and you know the only thing is that with Harper, you know, if you want to take Harper out of the game, you just don't pitch to him.
Mm. You could, yeah, that's a good point.
Walk him. You know, the other thing with Barkley is what we have to understand is as great as this season has been with our offensive line, with Stoutland, and with Barkley, this may become the standard. We may be, you know, eclipsing 2,000 yards for the next 3 years.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know if he'll physically be able to do it, Aaron.
That's a lot, man.
Most backs that get this high never do it again. But, Aaron, if anyone is capable, it might be him. If his body holds up, because as you're saying, this line is so good and Stoutland's so good and Jalen helps in the run game that if he stays healthy, it wouldn't shock me if we get to 1,700, 1,800 again and then maybe close to 2,000.
Have you ever seen in a football season a running back where every week the focus is that running back?
Barry Sanders.
Where as the season has gone by, he has gotten stronger.
Barry Sanders.
Man, I mean, that is some pretty – and it's funny because our topic of conversation is kind of like, you know, hey, would you rather have $1.5 million or $2 million?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we are so lucky as fans to be watching both of these guys.
Yeah.
And the coolest part, Aaron, is they chose to come here. And that's why, Aaron, good phone call. I'm going to call our last segment who was talking about trades, Moses, T.O., you know, this is great trades too. And great players and obviously help the teams win. Hugh, there's something different about choosing to go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, you get traded. Like, you got traded here, and then you made a great career here. But, like, Saquon chose the Eagles. And we got that report on Sunday right before the game.
He had other options.
Other options for more money. Now, I don't know exactly who they were. If I were to guess, maybe the Texans,
I think it was the Texans
okay.
and the Bears.
Yeah. So,
I think you're right.
Like, he could. Most players choose the biggest payday, especially in football. You don't have a long.
Hell, I went to Jacksonville.
I mean, that's how you ended up with Jack Del Rio. So I get that. But
does she do anything for us?
Saquon chose to come here. Now, I think we had an advantage because obviously where he grew up in Whitehall and all that. But and then Bryce also chose here too. I mean, Hugh, that makes it different for me than a regular trade. A trade is like, I don't know. You just get moved somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about with Bryce, he brought a lot of the supporting cast members here with him, and that's great. But Saquon, when you talk about being an NFL player in your sixth season, you know, and you're looking at your family and you're looking to put them in the best financial position you're looking at, you can possibly put them in, money is a huge factor. And I would never be upset with anybody for going somewhere and taking the most money. But he thought about something a little different. Maybe take a little bit of a pay cut, you know, coming back home, but your legacy, the legacy that you're leaving, you're going to make that money back tenfold. And you know what? When I think back on my career in Jacksonville, I never thought about it that way. I think about it now when obviously it's too late, but you never think about the longevity. You see, I was playing checkers in that situation because I was like, oh, I get the money now, not thinking about the chess move, that just staying here in Philadelphia, taking a pay cut. And potentially, you know, unfortunately for me, I ended up going to the Super Bowl, but still.
You got to
think
come
about,
back.
Yeah, I got to come back. But it's one of those things, and I think that's why he's having the success that he's having. And, man, I'm telling you, I know we're going to talk about this, but I can't see it ending up any other way but besides him hoisting a trophy. This is one of those stories. This is a Hallmark movie of the week when you think about what this man has done, how his career has changed.
Not a Tubi movie?
This ain't no Tubi movie,
bro. No, this is better.
This is one with some real actors these are some real A-list actors. And this movie, we ain't doing Memphganistan.
We're not doing
Hugh
Douglas
none of that. We ain't doing nothing. Hold up, dog. I'm a B-plus. I'm on the B-plus.
But anyway,
that's neither here nor there, Joe. I'm cooking. Leave me alone. I'm cooking. But yeah, and it's one of those things, man, when you watch it, I am, I can't explain to you how happy I am for him and the success that he's having, because it doesn't happen all the time. It really, really doesn't. This man is in his sixth season, and he's changed the trajectory of his career in one season. That does not happen in the NFL.
Well, and as we heard there from Rapoport, it's almost changed the way that people look at the NFL now. I mean, he's going to get other backs paid. He's going to have other teams maybe trying to copy the way the Eagles play. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hugh Douglas, the hockey bridge to Rhodes. filled in when Al took, stepped away for a little bit, and your work is done now.
Yeah, he carried the crown. He wore the pads.
Yeah, give it back. Pass the torch to Bro. Yeah, yep. Bros is that dude.
Yeah. So here, Joe, I got to go with Saquon. First of all, I like Bryce Harper. He's obviously brought this team back from, the abyss in those years after the 08 to 011 run. But first of all, it took 4 years for them to get to the World Series.
Yep.
Also, Bryce hasn't even led the team. He hasn't even hit 40 home runs since he's been with the Phillies.
He did win a National League MVP. I mean, he did do that.
I know. But as far as immediate impact, I mean, if we have this conversation 11 days from now after the Eagles win the Super Bowl, there won't even be a conversation. It'll be Saquon. Mainly because the guy just came in and totally led the league in rushing in 1 year, and he probably could have done more had they let him play that last season.
Well, yeah, he would have broke the record. Yeah, I mean, he would have.
Yeah. I just think as far as immediate impact goes, and I don't know if that's really what we're talking about, but that's what I'm talking about, I would say it has to be Saquon. It could go on for a few more years with him.
Well, it could. And, Jeff, it's a good phone call. I mean, yes, I agree. He had way more of an immediate impact. But to be fair, there's only so much one baseball player could do on an exceedingly mediocre team. Go back and look at the 2019 Phillies. I mean, come on, guys. The Cesar Hernandez. And, I mean, you could go back and look at some of the pitchers they rolled out there that season. The fact that they were even 500 was a miracle, actually, when you think about it.
There's also and Saquon hasn't had a chance to do this yet, but you'd have to think he won't have the same sway, just in terms of it's a different sport, the salary cap, stuff like that. But Bryce Harper is also, the one who puts extra pressure on the organization to continue to add to the roster and bring in good players and re-sign his guys and make sure they're still competing for a World Series all the time.
He does. I mean, they're in different spots as organizations. The Eagles have been a better one for years. They know what they're doing more. But he, again, if he wins the Super Bowl, if he holds up a trophy, I'll be there with everyone.
Bryce Harper also tried to strong arm for some more money.
Well, he did. Well, hold on a second. Do we not think? Let's say Saquon runs for 1,800 yards next year. You don't think his agent's going to Howie and says, let's get a contract extension done?
You know what? I think Howie would get it done. But Bryce was, he got what he had, 20 years left on his deal?
He had eight left.
hey, Joe.
You broke me with that one.
No, I know. I know you ride for your boy, but.
Well, even I was like, come on, dude. You have 8 years left. What are we doing?
He was trying to slide in the fact that, hey, I need some more bread.
No, you don't. You got plenty of bread. All right, before we go any further here, we do have a great prize giveaway, which is really appropriately timed as the Super Bowl is just, 9 days away now? 10 days away. We have a $150 gift card today for you from Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for your game day food with the best prices and widest selection of Angus beef, burgers, chicken wings, and more. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same-day shipping. Why don't we play a little game we like to play called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I know y'all love it. Y'all love that first clue that I always like to give because it's the easiest one, and it gets the show going. So, this is the first clue. This Philly athlete He loves this. This is his favorite food.
Yeah, so we're not looking for the Philly athlete. We are looking for a Philly athlete's favorite food.
Yeah. This is his favorite food.
This is the favorite food
way
of
to clarify.
A Philly athlete.
Way to clarify.
Well, because you know we'll get answers.
People are going
like,
to guess the athlete.
Yeah, we're
going to
JT Realmuto. Yeah. I mean, it might be his favorite food. I don't
Maybe.
Know. But
JT?
I know it's this one. Mm. All right, 215-592-9494. A Philly athlete's favorite food. We're looking for a food here for Hugh's Clues. You know what? Maybe they have this at Wild Fork Foods. I don't know. I actually never been to one, but I want to go now after reading this all week and talking about a $150 gift card is a great giveaway.
$150?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much.
So,
that's a lot.
They've bumped. So I noticed this recently because, you know, obviously, you know, there's just inflation and stuff. We used to give away like $50 gift cards. Now $150.
No, that's why when you said I was thinking $50.
You can't win the prize, you know.
No, I can't. But
your eyes lit up like, hold on.
No, when you said
hold
I'm
on
like,
a second.
$150.
Slide me one of those gift cards. All right, Dave in Northeast Philly. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, guys?
What's going on,
Dave?
Man?
What's up?
Your first question. Let's get to that first question mm-hmm. first. Harper or Saquon?
Yep.
I think you're comparing apples and oranges for the reason you guys have just been talking about. You know what? It's hard. The hardest thing in sports to do is to hit a hard ball over 162 games, and when you got Barkley running behind our offensive line. Okay, that would be like having a 400 hitter hitting in front of him and a 400 hitter hitting behind him.
So you think okay, you think Harper's the more, you know, the better free agent signing?
And I you know what? I just don't like the way it's put, but I mean Harper's great. I love Harper.
Well, they're well, but Dave, like they're both great free agent signings. Which one's better?
Right. If Saquon wins the championship, then it will. I believe we'll say it's him.
But today it's Harper.
Today it's Harper.
All right,
I mean,
yeah.
I thought about it. I mean,
you struggle with it a little bit too.
He's talking through it.
It's okay.
It's okay to struggle
right,
with it,
buddy.
I struggle with it too. It's okay.
I am struggling with it only because Harper he controls. I'm like he don't control the fact that they won't pitch to him. He doesn't control. Mm. I mean. I think he turned around.
Sounds like you're waffling.
Well, I don't know. I think he turned around and played great. Maybe all pro first base.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yep.
That's right. All pro first base.
That says something. Barkley's been here for a minute. Okay. I like what he's doing. Okay. Let me ask you something. What's going on with the bus, man?
It's in the hands above us.
See, we I look at it like this. Nobody has said anything about it. It ain't happening.
So, Dave, here's our dilemma. So it's Thursday. We know we have hotel rooms starting on Sunday in New Orleans. They haven't told us how we're getting there, Dave. So
I got a truck. I've been posting my playlist.
I know you have.
On
the
Instagram.
How many songs you got?
I got a ton of songs.
You're ready
to roll.
I'm ready
to roll.
I just think the bus would be a ball.
Oh, of course it would, Dave. It's our idea. We want to do this. All right, Dave, give us a guess for Hughes Clues.
What? A guess for Hughes Clues, a cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
How can you go wrong?
No, it's a good guess. I mean, Dave,
it's a good guess.
And you know what? It's probably someone's. I mean, it's a lot of people's favorite food, but it's not our answer today. 215-592.
I haven't had a good cheesesteak in a while.
94.94. Why not?
I just haven't been anywhere to get one.
You're in Philadelphia every
I know,
day.
It's ridiculous.
you have been. You're probably in
just
the best place
outside.
In the world to get one.
No, I'm saying I haven't been any place to get like any of the great cheesesteak places
haven't
we have here.
Gone that's what I meant. To a cheesesteak
yeah,
spot.
That's what I meant to say. I didn't mean it like I don't know where to get one from.
Yeah.
I just haven't been to a place to get one.
So
you also take the bread off.
Yeah,
it's a disaster.
I just do eat the meat.
But that's the best part. Well, the bread makes it, right?
Yeah, like, it does. It all depends on what kind of bread you get.
Well, I mean, it's hard to get bad bread here.
Yeah, the point is that we have the best bread for cheesesteaks.
That's how this works.
True.
You want us to get, we can order you one right now.
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
Okay, just making sure. 215-592-9494, $150 gift card for you from Wild Fork Foods today. We're looking for a food today, and it is the favorite food of a Philadelphia athlete. 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley already passed Harper as a Philly free agent? I know this is hard. I can feel it when people call him. They don't like. It's almost like picking between their kids. It's okay. Just tell us who's your favorite. I mean, we're not going to tell anybody. It's okay. Sometimes when you make a list of greatness, someone's got to be one, someone's got to be two. Bryce has been the standard for Philadelphia free agent signings for a long time. You want to go back to Pete Rose? Okay. But, you know, in the last 35 years.
Yeah, we try to keep it a little current.
Current. In the last 30 years, right? He's the standard for free agent signings at Philadelphia is Bryce Harper. He's been worth every penny they paid him. And now Saquon in 1 year is pushing for that. Has Saquon already passed Bryce Harper? Hugh's there. I'm not there yet. I need to see Saquon bring home a Lombardi, and then I'll be there. All right, your phone calls on all that. Plus, I think Vegas has made a mistake. We'll talk about it next. It is a Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. You know what time it is, and y'all know how I feel about Hatfield bacon. I haven't had any bacon this morning, but guess what I'm going to do when I'm going to get home? I'm going to get me some bacon because I have some. It's delicious, and there's so many different flavors to choose from. Like hardwood smoked bacon, I like that. It's pretty good. Applewood smoked bacon, why am I lying? All these bacons are good. Thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon, and then there's my absolute favorite, that extra thick-cut bacon, maple brown sugar. So do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
It's like he's brought back power football, brought back the running back being the key to everything that you do on offense. And you talk about how balanced the Eagles are. To me, like, they looked overwhelming, right? And, like, you know, I would say 5 years ago, you really didn't see a power football team like this just crushing people.
He brought back the running game to Philadelphia. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh
Douglas.
Did.
He really did that, man.
Joe Gilly. He did. I mean, that's that's part of why the Saquon thing, he was so interesting this year, is, and I remember thinking this halfway through the season, this really became the ultimate WIP team. Let me explain. This town loves what? Defense and running the football, right?
Yes, they do.
And they became a team that won all these games and got to the Super Bowl on defense and running the football. And it's obviously led by this running back and a great offensive line. It's really the way they play is the way this town has wanted to see football forever.
Yeah. I mean, from the beginning when you guys talking about run the damn football and hard-nosed defense, that's why it's this team has always been in love with the Eagles. But they failed even harder when they got their guy that ran the ball like they remember. You know, the fact that we are comparing, we're going back in the archives to compare him to runners that we remember that a lot of these people that are listening to us right now probably don't even remember. Barry Sanders.
Bo Jackson.
Walter Payton. When the running game was the X factor, the fact that teams nowadays, they didn't have an answer for him. Now, I know there were some games where he didn't run as for much and all this other stuff, because I feel like when that was happening, they were still trying to figure out what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they know who they are, it ain't a game that you look at and you might say, the casual fan might say, well, he didn't rush for that much in the first half. What did he end up with? That's all that matters, because that's the run. That's the people that remember old school football know that's all that matters, because they remember games where – and I told you about one where I was on the field. You was laughing at me this morning about having my hands on my hips. Barry Sanders, we held him for like 23 yards in the first half. That wasn't what happened during the course of the game. That's what the run brings to the table. And he has awakened that childhood memory in everybody.
Yeah, he has. He's been amazing. 215-592-9494. All right, I still think it's Bryce for a lot of reasons. One, he did do something here that was a little bit harder with the challenge of reviving the franchise. The Phillies were down. The Eagles were down by their standards last year, but they really weren't down. They won 11 games, made the playoffs the year before they were in the Super Bowl. That is harder. And I also think it's hard to discount for me. Like, Saquon's great. I'm not taking anything away from him. He does get to play behind a great offensive line.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and Jalen helps. Like, with Bryce, like, in baseball, it's weird because your teammates do help you, right, if you have protection in the lineup, those guys on base. But it's really a
more of an individual.
Yeah, it's one situation. Him at the plate versus the pitcher. That's most of the time a one-on-one thing, and he excels at a super high level. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
This morning, boys.
Oh,
morning,
Aaron, we're great. We're getting ready for a Super Bowl, Aaron.
Super Bowl.
I was going to hold off in terms of calling you guys until next week, but you know, I was getting ready for work yesterday, and I happened to be listening to the afternoon show, and I heard Jack Fritz say something that didn't really like.
Uh-oh, so, what did he do now? What did that guy do now?
He just said that the midday show sucks.
Mm.
So I'm going to steal a line from Will Smith. I don't really like him, but I'm going to steal his line. Hey, Jack Fritz, keep my favorite midday show out your mouth.
There we go. See, you put him in his place. You put him in his place, Aaron.
Probably not, but hey, let's keep going with.
Yeah, we got to find that audio later of Jack ripping the midday show. We'll put him in his place.
We're going to let Jack live
for now.
Dude, the afternoon show needs a fourth wheel to discuss hockey. When are we going to hear your hockey takes?
Nah, probably never. Never.
Well, they Broads.
I like those guys, but Broads holding it down. Shout out to Broads.
Has Broads surpassed? So it went from Al was the hockey guy here. You became it. I think Broads is taking that
Broads
away from
is
you.
Taking
Talk to
my
me
thunder,
when Broads
man.
Picks the two Stanley Cup, the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. No,
when I hit a 25-1 bet off of Broads.
I don't know, man. Broads got the people behind him, man. He got boots on the ground.
I love Broads.
I like Broads.
But he's not the hockey connoisseur you are.
He also doesn't have the sounder.
I need to go to a hockey game with Broads, man. I need to do that. No, he don't have a sign.
Our two hockey experts.
Yeah, we got it. We got to go. We got to compare notes.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see your.
We are creeping towards also after the season's over. We're assigning Giglio a Flyers take a week.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm becoming a Flyer hockey take guy.
Yeah.
I want trades to be made. When's the trade deadline? Soon-ish, right? Like
yeah,
a month from
it's
now.
Coming.
Yeah. Oh, I got takes. All right, go ahead, Aaron.
Hugh, I really enjoyed your hockey takes, and the Flyers are magic or tragic right now. So I'd love to hear what you have to say, maybe once a week. But hey, in terms of the topic of conversation today. You know, Joe, you are leaning towards Harper. And, you know, the only thing is that with Harper, you know, if you want to take Harper out of the game, you just don't pitch to him.
Mm. You could, yeah, that's a good point.
Walk him. You know, the other thing with Barkley is what we have to understand is as great as this season has been with our offensive line, with Stoutland, and with Barkley, this may become the standard. We may be... you know, eclipsing 2,000 yards for the next 3 years.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know if he'll physically be able to do it, Aaron. Most
that's
backs,
a lot, man.
Most backs that get this high never do it again. But, Aaron, if anyone is capable, it might be him. If his body holds up, because as you're saying, this line is so good and Stoutland's so good and Jalen helps in the run game that if he stays healthy, it wouldn't shock me if we get to 1,700, 1,800 again and then maybe close to 2,000.
Have you ever seen in a football season a running back where every week the focus is that running back?
Barry Sanders.
Where as the season has gone by, he has gotten stronger.
Barry Sanders.
Man, I mean that is some pretty, and it's funny because our topic of conversation is kind of like, you know, hey, would you rather have $1.5 million or $2 million?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we are so lucky as fans,
yeah,
to be watching both of these guys.
Yeah.
And the coolest part, Aaron, is they chose to come here. And that's why, and Aaron, good phone call. We had a caller last segment who was talking about trades, Moses, T.O., you know, this is great trades too, and great players, and obviously helped the teams win. Hugh, there's something different about choosing to go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, you get traded. Like, you got traded here, and then you made a great career here. But, like, Saquon chose the Eagles. And we got that report on Sunday right before the game.
He had other options.
Other options for more money. Now, I don't know exactly who they were. If I were to guess, maybe the Texans, the Bears.
I think it was the Texans and the Bears.
Yeah. So,
I think you're right.
Like, he could. Most players choose the biggest payday, especially in football. You don't have a long.
Hell, I went to Jacksonville.
I mean, that's how you ended up with Jack Del Rio. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
So I get that. But
does she do anything for us?
Saquon chose to come here. Now, I think we had an advantage because obviously where he grew up in Whitehall and all that. But. And then Bryce also chose here, too. I mean, Hugh, that makes it different for me than a regular trade. A trade is like, I don't know, you just get moved somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about with Bryce, he brought a lot of the supporting cast members here with him, and that's great. But Saquon, when you talk about being an NFL player in your sixth season, you know, and you're looking at your family and you're looking to put them in the best financial position you're looking at, you can possibly put them in. Money is a huge factor, and I would never be upset with anybody for going somewhere and taking the most money. But he thought about something a little different. Maybe take a little bit of a pay cut, you know, coming back home. But your legacy, the legacy that you're leaving, you're going to make that money back tenfold. And you know what? When I think back on my career in Jacksonville, I never thought about it that way. I think about it now when obviously it's too late, but you never think about the longevity. You see, I was playing checkers in that situation because I was like, oh, I get the money now, not thinking about the chess moves. That just staying here in Philadelphia, taking a pay cut, and potentially, you know, unfortunately for me, I ended up going to the Super Bowl, but still.
You got
you
to
think
come
about,
back. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to come back. But it's one of those things, and I think that's why he's having the success that he's having. And, man, I'm telling you, I know we're going to talk about this, but I can't see – it ended up any other way, but besides him hoisting a trophy. This is one of those stories. This is a Hallmark movie of the week when you think about what this man has done, how his career has changed.
Not a Tubi movie?
This ain't no Tubi movie,
bro. No, this is better.
This is one with some real actors these are some real A-list actors. And this movie, we ain't doing Memphganistan.
We're not doing.
We ain't
Hugh
watching
Douglas
none of that.
Acting.
We ain't doing none. Hold up, dog. I'm a B plus. I'm on a B plus.
A B.
But anyway,
plus.
Sorry,
partner.
That's neither here nor there, Joe. I'm cooking. Leave me alone. I'm cooking. But yeah, and it's one of those things, man. When you watch it, I can't explain to you how happy I am for him and the success that he's having, because it doesn't happen all the time. It really, really doesn't. This man is in his sixth season, and he's changed the trajectory of his career in one season. That does not happen in the NFL.
Well, and as we heard there from Rapoport, it's almost changed the way that people look at the NFL now. I mean, he's going to get other backs paid. He's going to have other teams maybe trying to copy the way the Eagles play. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hugh Douglas, the hockey bridge to Rhodes. filled in when Al took, stepped away for a little bit, and your work is done now.
Yeah, he carried the crown. He wore the pads.
Yeah, give it back.
He had
give
a stick.
It back. Pass the torch to Bro. Yeah, yep. Bros is that dude.
Yeah. So here, Joe, I got to go with Saquon. First of all, I like Bryce Harper. He's obviously brought this team back from, the abyss in those years after the 08 to 011 run. But first of all, it took 4 years for them to get to the World Series.
Yep.
Also, Bryce hasn't even led the team. He hasn't even hit 40 home runs since he's been with the Phillies.
He did win a National League MVP. I mean, he did do that.
I know. But as far as immediate impact, I mean, if we have this conversation 11 days from now after the Eagles win the Super Bowl, there won't even be a conversation. It'll be Saquon. Mainly because the guy just came in and totally led the league in rushing in 1 year, and he probably could have done more had they let him play that last season.
Well, yeah, he would have broke the record. Yeah, I mean, he would have.
Yeah. I just think as far as immediate impact goes, and I don't know if that's really what we're talking about, but that's what I'm talking about, I would say it has to be Saquon. The fact that it could go on for a few more years with him.
It could. And, Jeff, it's a good phone call. I mean, yes, I agree. He had way more of an immediate impact. But to be fair, there's only so much one baseball player could do an exceedingly mediocre team. Go back and look at the 2019 Phillies. I mean, come on, guys. The Cesar Hernandez. And, I mean, you could go back and look at some of the pitchers they rolled out there that season. The fact that they were even 500 was a miracle, actually, when you think about it.
There's also and Saquon hasn't had a chance to do this yet, but you'd have to think he won't have the same sway, just in terms of it's a different sport, the salary cap, stuff like that. But Bryce Harper is also, the one who puts extra pressure on the organization to continue to add to the roster and bring in good players and re-sign his guys and make sure they're still competing for a World Series all the time.
He does. I mean, they're in different spots as organizations. The Eagles are just have been a better one for years. They know what they're doing more. But he, again, if he wins the Super Bowl, if he holds up a trophy, I'll be there with everyone.
Bryce Harper also tried to strong arm for some more money.
Well, he did. Well, hold on a second. Do we not think? Let's say Saquon runs for 1,800 yards next year. You don't think his agent's going to Howie and say, let's get a contract extension done?
You know what? I think Howie would get it done. But Bryce was, he got what he had, 20 years left on his deal?
He had eight left.
Hey, Joe.
You broke me with that one.
No, I know. I know you ride for your boy, but.
Well, even I was like, come on, dude. You have 8 years left. What are we doing?
He was trying to slide in the fact that, hey, I need some more bread.
No, you don't. You got plenty of bread. All right, before we go any further here, we do have a great prize to give away, which is really appropriately timed as the Super Bowl is just, 9 days away now? 10 days away. We have a $150 gift card today for you from Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for your game day food with the best prices and widest selection of Angus beef burgers, chicken wings, and more. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same-day shipping. Why don't we play a little game we like to play called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I know y'all love it. Y'all love that first clue that I always like to give because it's the easiest one, and it gets the show going. So, this is the first clue. This Philly athlete, He loves this. This is his favorite food.
Yeah, so we're not looking for the Philly athlete. We are looking for a Philly athlete's favorite food.
Yeah. His favorite food.
This is the favorite food of a Philly athlete.
Way to clarify.
Well, because you know we'll get answers.
People are going to guess the athlete.
Yeah, we're JT Realmuto. I mean, it might be his favorite food. I don't know. But I know it's this one. Mm. All right, 215-592-9494. A Philly athlete's favorite food. We're looking for a food here for Hughes Clues. You know what? Maybe they have this at Wild Fork Foods. I don't know. I actually never been to one, but I want to go now after reading this all week and talking about a $150 gift card is a great giveaway.
$150?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much. So, that's a lot.
So I noticed this recently because, you know, obviously, you know, there's inflation and stuff. We used to give away like $50 gift cards. Now $150.
No, that's why when you said I was thinking $50.
You can't win the prize, you know.
No, I can't. But
your eyes lit up like, hold on.
No, when you said
hold
I'm on like, a $150.
Slide me one of those gift cards. All right, Dave in Northeast Philly. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, guys?
What's going on,
Dave?
Man?
What's up?
I defer first to your first question. Let's get to that first question mm-hmm. first. Harper or Saquon?
Yep.
I think you're comparing apples and oranges for the reason you guys have just been talking about. You know what? It's hard. The hardest thing in sports to do is to hit a hard ball over 162-day games. And when you got Barkley running behind our offensive line, okay, that would be like having a 400 hitter hitting in front of him and a 400 hitter hitting behind him.
So you think you think Harper's the more, you know, the better free agent signing?
And I don't like the way it's put, but I mean Harper's great. I love Harper.
Well, they're both great free agent signings. Which one's better?
Right. If Saquon wins the championship, then it will. I believe we'll say it's him.
But today it's Harper.
Today it's Harper.
All right,
I thought about it. I mean,
you struggle with it a little bit too.
It's okay.
It's okay to struggle with it, dog. I struggle with it too. It's okay.
I'm struggling with it only because Harper, he controls. I'm like he don't control the fact that they won't pitch to him. He doesn't control. Mm. I mean. I think he turned around.
Sounds like you're waffling.
Well, I don't know. I think he turned around and played great. Maybe all pro first base.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yep.
That's right. All pro first base.
That says something. Barkley's been here for a minute. Okay. I like what he's doing. Okay. Let me ask you something. What's going on with the bus, man?
It's in the hands above us.
See, we I look at it like this. Nobody has said anything about it. It ain't happening.
So, Dave, here's our dilemma. So it's Thursday. We know we have hotel rooms starting on Sunday in New Orleans. They haven't told us how we're getting there, Dave. So
I got a truck. I've been posting my playlist.
I know you have.
On the Instagram.
How many songs you got?
I got a ton of songs.
You're ready
to roll. Over 2,000. I'm ready.
Dave, be a ball.
Oh, of course it would, Dave. It's our idea. We want to do this. All right, Dave, give us a guess for Hughes Clues.
What? A guess for Hughes Clues, a cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
How can you go wrong?
No, it's a good guess. I mean, Dave,
it's a good guess.
And you know what? It's probably someone's. I mean, it's a lot of people's favorite food, but it's not our answer today. 215-592.
I haven't had a good cheesesteak in a while.
94.94. Why not?
I just haven't been anywhere to get one.
You're in Philadelphia every day.
I know. It's ridiculous.
you have been. You're probably in
just
the best place
outside.
In the world to get one.
No, I'm saying I haven't been any place to get like any of the great cheesesteak places we have here.
You haven't gone to a cheesesteak spot.
That's what I meant to say. I didn't mean it like I don't know where to get one from.
Yeah.
I just haven't been to a place to get one.
So
you also take the bread off.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
I just do eat the meat.
But that's the best part. Yeah, well, the bread makes it, right?
Yeah, like, it does. It all depends on what kind of bread you get.
Well, I mean, it's hard to get bad bread here.
Yeah, the point is that we have the best bread for cheesesteaks.
That's how this works.
True.
You want us to get? We can order you one right now.
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
Okay. Just making sure. 215-592-9494. $150 gift card for you from Wild Fork Foods today. We're looking for a food today, and it is the favorite food of a Philadelphia athlete. 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley already passed Harper as a Philly free agent? I know this is hard. I can feel it when people call him. They don't like. It's almost like picking between their kids. It's okay. Just tell us who's your favorite. I mean, we're not going to tell anybody. It's okay. Sometimes you make a list of greatness. Someone's got to be one. Someone's got to be two. Bryce has been the standard for Philadelphia free agent signings for a long time. You want to go back to Pete Rose? Okay. But, you know, in the last 35 years.
Yeah, we try to keep it a little current.
Current. In the last 30 years, right? He's the standard for free agent signings at Philadelphia is Bryce Harper. He has been, he's been worth every penny they paid him. And now Saquon in 1 year is pushing for that. Has Saquon already passed Bryce Harper? Hugh's there. I'm not there yet. I need to see Saquon bring home a Lombardi, and then I'll be there. All right. Your phone calls on all that. Plus, I think Vegas has made a mistake. We'll talk about it next. It is a midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. You know what time it is. And y'all know how I feel about Hatfield bacon. I haven't had any bacon this morning, but guess what I'm going to do when I'm going to get home? I'm going to get me some bacon because I have some. It's delicious, and there's so many different flavors to choose from. Like hardwood smoked bacon. I like that. It's pretty good. Applewood smoked bacon. Why am I lying? All these bacons are good. Thick cut hardwood smoked bacon. And then there's my absolute favorite, that extra thick cut bacon, maple brown sugar. So do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.